Thanks for listening to this podcast of Trending with Timory. If you haven't already subscribed, please catch us wherever you love to listen to your podcast, from the Relevant Radio app to Apple, YouTube, you name it, we are there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go and give us a 5-star review to help other people discover the podcast. Anything you share in terms of episodes, whether it's texting it to a friend, posting on social media, helps to build up the kingdom for God, to help confront the challenging issues we face as a culture, but with joy, with hope, and with an eternal perspective where our faith collides with everyday life, bringing eternal principles to help us live our life joyfully.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
It's great to be back with you. What a last 48, I don't know, 56 hours. It's been kind of crazy in my household. I'll update everyone with a little bit of what's been going on, but I'm so grateful for all the prayers. And speaking of prayer, here we are. We're right in the heart of our pledge drive, asking you to join us in bringing hope to the world. And that is only possible through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's start by praying for an end to abortion, praying for our Supreme Court justices ahead of the official Roe versus Wade decision. We'll actually talk about the leaked majority opinion in just a few minutes here. And we're praying for an overwhelming outpouring of support for pregnant women and for a successful pledge drive that we're able to meet our goal. And we're asking for $25,000 this hour. We're praying for this. So join me now in praying for an end to abortion for the successful pledge drive. We'll pray the Memorare in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join me in prayer. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so I am very eager to dive into talking with you about what's happening with the Supreme Court, the overruling of Roe versus Wade, the leaked majority opinion of the court overturning Roe versus Wade that was released and was written and confirmed by the Supreme Court itself that it was penned and official by Justice Alito. It's a draft opinion. So much to be said. I was really difficult not talking to you about it yesterday here on the show. So stay tuned. We're going to unpack that. We're also going to be joined in just a few moments by Catherine Contreras. And maybe you're wondering, with the good news surrounding Roe versus Wade, what do we do next? And that is, we have to pray and we have to fast for an end to abortion, and we need to get involved now more than ever in the states that are pushing to become sanctuary states. That is a state that would be a safe haven for abortion at all, any stage in a woman's pregnancy, at any time, that we have people equipped and trained to be in front of those abortion clinics, that we have people equipped and trained to reach out and work with our legislators to help them change their minds to be pro-life and to pass pro-life laws, even in states like my beloved California. And so we're going to be talking about a program called Vox Vitae that equips the future of the pro-life movement, young Catholic pro-life voices. You're going to love hearing about it because it's a reminder of ways we can get involved in pro-life work with the great news that's come out this week. Now, I wanted to share a little bit about what's been going on. I've had so many people praying, and I was really grateful. If you were listening yesterday, I was on air with Kale and I had to leave in the middle of the show. I think I had shared on Monday that my baby girl had had what seemed like a stomach bug and had been ill and vomiting, and there were 16 hours of that, and then followed by the onset of fevers. And we're traveling right now, actually. We're in California with my family. I'm really grateful for all the extra hands, but it's been really difficult. My husband's not been with us, and the poor thing, knowing our baby's so sick, has been hard on him and just hard on everyone. But the baby then started to have a temperature, and so we got a thermometer, and it had been a while that she had her temperature, but I didn't have a thermometer on me. And so we checked her temperature right as I was getting ready to come on air, and the temperature read 105. And so as I'm on air with Kale, and I'm on the phone trying to contact the nurse at the same time. Her temperature elevated all the way up to almost 107 degrees, and I just had to leave. We took her to the ER, and we don't know what's wrong. Her temperature's still, you know, kind of stabilizing around 101, 102 degrees. I've been snuggling her and loving her all day as she just sleeps and works through it. But every test so far has come back negative, and everything else that we'll find out about will take another 24 hours or so to hear. And I'm sharing because I know that you have been with me praying, and I'm so grateful. You know, I remember last year when we were praying for my mom, who was really, really sick and in the hospital. And I think of some of just the stories of friends over the last year who have lost loved ones. I have a dear couple of friends who lost their 5-month-old baby girl. Suddenly, the baby died in her sleep. And I've known a lot of people over the last year who've had miscarriages very late in their pregnancy. And I just think, you know, Lord, I pray. And I'm sharing this because I pray for that perspective. And it's a prayer I made last night. Because, of course, you know, when you have moments like this, you're reminding, like, okay, Lord, and again, the baby's doing better and we're still, you know, working through it. But you have those moments where you're, okay, Lord, like, if you were intending to, you know, take my baby sooner rather than later, if you're intending to take my mom sooner rather than later last year with how sick she was and the close call that we had, Lord, like, your will be done. And that is so hard, especially as, like, a newer parent. But as a person of faith, to recognize, you know, we will have loved ones that die at various stages in our lives. We will have loved ones who are sick at various stages in our lives. And we have to be able to make that prayer that I so deeply admired my friends who lost their baby girl a couple months ago at 5 months old, that they were so grateful knowing that she is with God in heaven, this sweet, innocent baby girl. And knowing, you know, maybe this is what it took for her to be in heaven, that she needed to be taken. She, you know, could be allowed to die and be with our Lord sooner. And I pray for that perspective, for that gift. And I admire people who have that. And so I just wanted to talk about that because I think, especially over the last couple of years in this fear that has continue to linger in society and our culture, this fear of death, this fear of sickness, this fear of even having this, what I refer to as a diseased view of other people, you know, people who are afraid of COVID, you know, for various reasons. And, you know, you kind of look at everyone as a risk to you. And those people who, you know, with regard to vaccines have disagreements and there's this frustration. Everyone's kind of looking at the other person with different ideological perspectives, different approaches to, you know, how they, you know, believe in forms of medicine and illness. But at the end of the day, this is where we draw the line as people of faith. And I think that's a really good moment for us to have that perspective. And my baby girl being sick and some close people right now who have loved ones who are ill, I've been reminded over and over again of just how important, and I really say that, how important it is that we have that faith-filled perspective when it comes to death, that we're fighting to stay in a state of grace in our lives. That state of grace where we're regularly receiving our Lord Jesus Christ in confession, where we are regularly turning to our Lord and asking for his intercession, for us to have that hope-filled perspective, that perspective that helps to teach even, you know, the youngest members in our family that sometimes our Lord calls some people at an old age, others at a very young age, and that's okay. That's okay. Death isn't something to be afraid of. Death is something that we understand is a natural part of human life and that directs and orients us and is the part of the pathway to being with our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And so as I've been thinking about this, and again, it's easy to kind of think, oh, wow, that was a lot. Your baby girl's sick. But it's that perspective we have to have, that I think holy and healthy detachment and entrustment of our loved ones to God, that he is the author of life and death, and that he knows the best timing for us. And sometimes that timing might be sooner for others so that he can be with them sooner. And what a gift And so that's that perspective on death that we're always called to have. But as we're talking about God being the author of life and death, and especially in this perspective as people of faith, I'm really looking forward to talking to you about Roe versus Wade and how, as people of faith, many people, especially over the next couple months, are going to throw out these perspectives surrounding abortion, that it's only because of people of faith, it's only because of Catholicism that Roe versus Wade was overturned. Now, you and I don't have to mention anything about our faith to defend the murder of children in the womb. It's very natural and human for us to know that murder is wrong, especially wrong when it includes an innocent human being, and especially wrong when it includes a baby. Although we might have become culturally removed and detached from this level of killing and murder in society in the name of so-called equality and justice, it doesn't require faith necessarily to explain that. And so I want to encourage you, as we're moving into an inflamed debate, more intense than we have ever seen, over the so-called right to life and the right to abortion, so-called right to abortion, understand that as people are jumping at you and looking at you as a person of faith, you say, yes, I'm a person of faith. I believe that God is the author of life. However, my faith is not the only way that we can talk about abortion. And I think that we have to be prepared to go to where people are at and have these conversations. But when the life comes, the reality is that tragedy and difficult situations impacts everyone. I think it's because of a lack of faith in society today. That is why so many people believe that they cannot carry a baby to term, that they can't parent a child, that they couldn't stay within a marriage and raise a child because they didn't have that model to them. And so that faith-filled perspective informs our pro-life position, but it informs ultimately the real heart of the issue in society, and that is a lack of hope, a lack of faith, and a lack of turning to God to help meet our greatest desires and hopes and wishes, but also help us in those difficult moments where we see foreseeable roadblocks. And to some, they truly believe that a child is a roadblock to equality, toward relationships. And so we have to break into that ideological debate today and say that life is worth living, life is worth being respected, and we won't put up with an abortion, but we can help people with shifting their perspective and handling situations that they themselves experience. You're listening to Trending with Tim right here on Relevant Radio. I will be right back to unpack the overturning, the future overturning, it's imminent, of Roe versus Wade and the decision of abortion returning to the states.
Hi, Father Rocky here, and this pledge drive is just flying by. If you haven't had a chance to make a donation yet, now's your chance. Today only, we have two special thank you gifts at the dollar a day giving level. The first is a book called How They Love Mary. And you're going to learn about how saints really loved Our Lady. St. Damian of Molokai, St. Padre Pio, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas, and we can learn from those saints. In addition to the book, we're going to include a very special Divine Mercy image, brown scapular that has a little St. Benedict medal and crucifix attached to it. The book and the Divine Mercy Scapular are both yours if you give a dollar a day or more to support the work of Relevant Radio. Give now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
Hi, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program alongside Timory for this hour of trending. May the 4th be with you. Had to get that out of the way. I promise I won't do it anymore. But wow, what out of this world good news that Timory's little girl is doing better. Oh, we were so worried yesterday. And I got to tell you, Timory, you're a true pro. I didn't even know what was happening when you had to rush off to the hospital. But I did overhear you say she's got a fever of 106. And I said, wow, we got to pray. We've got to pray. And those prayers are certainly working. Thanks be to God. And as you heard Father Rocky say, today is a great day to give to support this program, Trending with Timory. And by the way, you only have two more days to do it, today and tomorrow, because guess what? Timory and I will not be fundraising on Friday. We're back to normal show. So this is really your chance to show Timory your love. And don't forget, You can get that. Well, I call it the dollar a day triple play. This is amazing. If you give a dollar a day, you get three gifts. If you give online, you can get the How They Love Mary book by Father Edward Looney. Also, the beautiful brown scapular, and you can see an image of this on the app. It's a great place to do it at the Relevant Radio app. And if you give online, you will also get a beautiful talk by Father Rocky called The Power of the Memorare. So go to relevantradio.com or the app, or you can go for just the double play by calling 877-291-0123. That works too. And we want to raise $25,000 to support this program this hour, Timory.
We're such millennials. You win some, you lose some, but you only lose some if you call, but you benefit more if you donate online, relevantradio.com. And Kale, I wanted to talk for just a moment about the brown scapular. And with it has a St. Benedict medal on it. When I've been doing pro-life work, I grew up in the pro-life movement. And I remember I was in the middle of a training program where I was helping train up 150 young pro-life leaders. And they went through about 8 days of intense pro-life training. And we were out in front of the abortion clinics. We were out, you know, doing truth education programs on the beaches of Southern California with fetal development signs. And we were in front of the abortion clinics, and we were seeing a lot of babies being saved every single morning. And high schoolers choosing to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get ready, prepare to sidewalk counsel. And I remember I had my brown scapular on. I always wore my brown scapular, and I lost it in the middle of camp. I was having all of these nightmares. The days were so difficult and oppressive, and it was a reminder of how our Lord truly does give additional protection to us through these sacramentals. And so if you don't have a scapular, today's your day. A dollar a day, $365 for the year. Donate at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. And I'll tell you, when I had my scapular back, the peace was much greater. And we were there to save and pray for babies.
We're talking about what you're thinking about. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You, like myself, are probably obsessing over the news surrounding Roe versus Wade. These last 48 hours have been historic, unprecedented. We've been talking a lot about precedents in the courts. But the reality is something happened that was so shocking. That is the majority opinion that has been confirmed by, and again, it's a draft opinion written by Justice Alito, was confirmed by the Supreme Court yesterday morning as authentic. This leaked document that had to be leaked by some member of the Supreme Court, their staff, someone in there, it's believed is probably a lower staff member. Supreme Court Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, confirmed the report is authentic, is calling for an investigation by the marshal of the court. He's also emphasized that this is a pending case, that is Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health, which is a case that's come before the Supreme Court regarding a Mississippi law in what would essentially ban abortions around 15 weeks, which is prior to that word, you've been hearing a lot of viability, which viability is currently set right around 22 weeks, which is an arbitrary line because as we have successful medical sciences where a baby can survive earlier outside of the womb, well, viability keeps being pushed further and further back. And some babies have survived a little sooner than 22 weeks. So here we are in the midst of the ambiguity of a terrible case of Roe versus Wade, Doe versus Bolton, and Roe versus Wade. And the Supreme Court of the United States is acknowledging this. And this is a historic moment because the reality is, although Chief Justice Roberts is saying, yes, the draft opinion by Justice Alito is legitimate, he's calling for the investigation into the link, and he is trying to say, you know, this does not represent a decision. This is a pending case. The position of any of the members of the court is not necessarily represented here. They're trying to save face in the midst of a massive scandal. Now, I could talk about the scandal, but I want to set this aside. What does this actually mean? Well, no matter what it means is Justice Alito, we're seeing, has written the majority opinion, draft opinion, for the final decision that would overturn Roe versus Wade. Because although the case surrounding the Mississippi law is what went before the Supreme Court. What the Attorney General argued before the Supreme Court is essentially, in dealing with this case, you have to determine whether or not Roe will stay or go. That's the question at the end of the day. With all of this debate over viability, or what was phrased in 1992 in the case of Planned Parenthood versus Casey, of an undue burden that a law can't be passed or upheld that would place an undue burden on a woman in obtaining an abortion. All of these have been incredibly vague, not legal, and not medical terms. Non-medical, non-legal, and vague terms. And so the Attorney General of Mississippi really had an easy case in the respect of saying, hey, look, you just have to overturn these two terrible cases. But then you're hearing people say, well, we have to, you know, respect the opinions of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can't lose face by going back on two cases in a row that were determined based off of one another. That's what's considered precedence, that you continue to uphold prior decisions by the court. So if you have a similar court case that comes up, you appeal to other cases that are similar. And so I've actually read through most of the majority draft opinion written by Justice Alito. It's fantastic. And there's a lot to be discussed. I will actually unpack and explain more of it tomorrow here on Trending. But what's very clear in the majority draft opinion by Justice Alito is that the precedence does not always rule the court. That although we appeal to the precedent cases of prior cases, that's meant to appeal to the wisdom beyond the current nine justices, but to appeal to the jurisprudence and the decision-making of the jury since the inception of the Supreme Court. That we see a consistency, a continuity in the interpretation of law and the interpretation of the Constitution. And so, but at the same time, Justice Alito makes it very clear. If the court made a bad decision, we have a responsibility to not focus on trying to say, well, we have to uphold every court case because people can make mistakes. And for some reason, Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey were allowed to become law when the reality is that the Supreme Court dramatically overstepped their rights and responsibilities as Supreme Court justices, and they created a right to abortion that does not exist in the Constitution itself. So tomorrow I'm actually going to explain and break down the opinion on why Roe and Casey were unconstitutional. It's actually quite simple. It comes down to there's no right to abortion in the Constitution. And when there's no written right, well, then they have to appeal to the historical intention of the time of the writing of the Constitution. And essentially, at the time of the writing of the Constitution, if you look at the legal writings, the medical writings of both the United States and British common law at the time, it was unanimous. It was universal that abortion was considered wrong, legally punishable, considered murder. And it didn't matter because at the time we didn't have the same type of medical technologies at the time of the Constitution. So the view on abortion was if they regulated or put laws on abortion, it would essentially have to do with after a mother feels movement of the baby or prior to the mother feeling movement of the baby. And so what we saw is in either circumstance, whether a mother felt movement of the baby, what they refer to as quickening of the baby, no matter what, at that time in the United States, historically, medically, academically, legally, the nation was pro-life, believed in punishing as a murder anyone who helped in procuring an abortion, especially if a woman died in procuring an abortion. And so we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, but what's next? Where are we going with this? Well, I'm going to share with you a little bit of the response from the pro-abortion movement as they claim that abortion is necessary for equality. That's the only argument they've made in this case, and it's the argument you and I have to face moving forward. We'll be right back here on Trending, continuing to talk about these historic days of Roe versus Wade being overturned in the coming months by the Supreme Court of the United States.
This is Cale Clark joining Timory for this hour, and nobody here at Relevant Radio is as dialed in to the pro-life movement as our own Timory. She's participated in it She has been involved with it for really since she was a kid. And she wants to save kids, wants to save children. And if you really appreciate the perspective that she brings, and a woman's perspective at that, to this issue, which is so crucial in the culture, we want you to chip in and support right now. It's our Give Hope campaign. It's our spring pledge drive. We do this 4 times a year because we bring all this program to you on Relevant Radio for free. We don't charge for it, but we do need your help, your financial support. And you can do that right now by going to relevantradio.com through the app or by calling 877-291-0123. We want to get to $25,000 raised this hour, which will get us closer to our goal this week of $3 million, which we need to raise in order to stay on the air for another quarter. We have 200 radio stations all across the United States of America. They do cost money to operate. We have employees. And of course, we want to reach people all around the world through the internet and through our app too. So 877-291-0123 is the number to call or go through the app or relevantradio.com. And Timory, when people do give online, they're going to get a very special gift, aren't they?
Oh, they have a 3-for-1. So if you donate online, you give $365 today. That's just a dollar a day. You receive 3 things, and those include the scapular with the Divine Mercy image on it, as well as a Benedictine medal. You also receive that book, How They Love Mary, and then you receive a digital download as well. These digital downloads, this one on the memoir that we pray over and over again for an end to abortion, these are the gifts we have to give to you as a thank you. And we're working our way, Kale, to 25,000. That's actually a record number to set this hour. So we have 32 minutes. We had a gentleman step forward in Fox Point, Wisconsin, donating $1,000. Donald stepping forward in Boston, Massachusetts, giving $50. Thank you so much. If you can give us $10 today, maybe that's all you can give. Hey, we just need, what, 250 people to give $10, and we would hit our goal. You know, $10, that's it. We also, you know, we do need people to step forward, and maybe you can give $5,000. Or $25,000 this hour. We're asking you to support us. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app are the easiest ways to give, but you can also call now 1-877-291-0123 and give hope to people who desperately need to hear the message of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
This person said, I was diagnosed in 2020 with stage 4 carcinoma, kidney cancer. And it was my left kidney, my left adrenal gland, the liver and lungs and brain. I was about to enter a clinical trial. And I had a difficult decision to make. My liver enzyme skyrocketed so high that it disqualified me from the trial. And I began regular treatments in my hometown. But that was God's. That was the first of God's directions. I started to live a life with cancer. My life totally changed, but for the better. I was able to restore relationships with siblings. I found my way back to the Catholic faith. I began to go to Mass and confession. I was introduced to Relevant Radio and to this beautiful prayer, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And I prayed it. I prayed it a lot. And although my life changes or I had troubles, I could feel Jesus leading me in the right direction. As of right now, I'm in remission. I've had surgery to remove my kidney, had monthly immunotherapy treatments, changed my diet. I found an alternative treatment, all of which I feel was part of the Lord's plan. I'd never been in pain, lost my hair, been nauseous or truly any difficult days. The doctor looked at my chart a few days ago and said, you must have a lot of people praying for you. I just smiled and said to him, yes, I do. But God played a role in my health, and I would not be here if he had not given me this opportunity. He has truly answered my prayers, and I am so grateful for that. And I just love this. Just thank you, Drew, and everyone on Relevant Radio for your prayers and for your inspiration.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
We're working our way to that $25,000 goal this hour. We still need to raise $22,000. So if you can, give and give now. It's easy. 1-877-291-0123. Or easiest way to give is online at the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. And you can see those thank you gifts we have to give to you in return. And brown scapulars sometimes are hard to find. This is a very special one that I hope you will, if you're able to come in at that dollar a day level of just $365, that you'll receive that gift. And either way, whatever you can give, I'm asking for people to give $10 today. Maybe that's what you give. I've been there. Okay, I can't give much. I want to give, but I feel like my donation is so small. Give $10. If 250 people gave $10 this hour, we would meet our need for this hour. So please donate online, relevantradio.com. Okay, so the buzz is everything surrounding abortion. I'll continue to unpack because I've been reading the majority draft opinion confirmed by the Supreme Court of Justice Alito. We are seeing that Roe versus Wade will be overturned. Perhaps, again, there's a lot of speculation as to why this majority draft opinion was leaked. Was it leaked by someone who's pro-life, pro-abortion? Were they trying to get ahead so that Congress could pass a legal right to abortion before Roe v. Wade is overturned? Or perhaps they were trying to sway a justice, because right now the question is, will it be a 6-3 vote or a 5-4 vote? In other words, Roe versus Wade is being overturned, but will it be six justices who vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, or will it be five? That's sort of the debate and the conversation and summary that's happening, and why perhaps this was leaked to try and sway and move one of the justices along, you know, a particular path. So you stay tuned. We will wait. But the good news is it's seeming very clear, especially as the Supreme Court confirmed that this was indeed a draft opinion written by Justice Alito that says something very, very clear in this draft opinion, especially if you just read even the very last paragraph. It's a historic thing to read. I read from the Supreme Court this draft opinion from the highest court in our nation. We end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule these decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. The judgment of the Fifth Circuit Court is reversed and the case is remanded for further proceeding consistent with this opinion. And I end, it is so ordered by the Supreme Court of the United States. This is what we are seeing. Again, it's a draft majority opinion. It will have adjustments. So someone else could write the majority opinion, but this is one of the drafts for being the majority opinion, the decision of the court. Again, justices could change their mind all the way up to the last day, but we really do have the votes to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, one thing that I really want to talk about today surrounding Roe versus Wade is the pro-abortion response that was argued before the Supreme Court, and that is the main argument you're hearing today. You hear a lot about reproductive rights, reproductive freedom, equality, equality under the law, fairness and justice toward women, discrimination. But at the end of the day, Supreme Court Justice Alito made it very clear that the pro-abortion side really is concerned about one thing. And he says that it would prevent women from achieving full equality. This is the debate the pro-abortion movement has used and has used very effectively. It's what led to an incredibly natural pro-life movement and pro-life position in Ireland. Irish people are pro-life. To suddenly, for the first time in human history, people in a nation, not a legislator, not Supreme Court justices, not judges, not a court, but the people voted to legalize abortion in Ireland. It was the first time in history, a few years ago, about 5 years ago. Oh, the time's gone by fast. And why did they do that? Because they were convinced that even with holding to this pro-life position naturally as a society, that lack of access to abortion made them less than as human beings. that put that that it would put them in poverty, that made it, it made them unequal, it made them behind the times, not up to date with the modern world, with the Western nations. And what's sad is that many people, especially women, believe this today. People who even perhaps grew up in a home where they had pro-life values, but were convinced what through what I would truly argue is brainwashing in school, through very cunning and effective marketing campaigns, beautiful graphics and storytelling, movies even, that women were convinced that if we do not have legal and unfettered access to abortion, we are less than. We are less than our peers. We are less than men. We are not able to compete or keep up in the workforce. We're not able to enter into, leave, or maintain relationships we would like. We're not able to achieve those levels of education. Women have been told a radical and heartbreaking lie. Essentially, what women have been told and have been convinced to hold this view, and what they're saying essentially without saying it, is I am less than unless I am childless. That is, I can't compete. I can't equate to you unless I am childless or have the capacity to be childless, all the way to the point of killing my own child. What this says is that pregnancy is a disease to be eradicated. That is what this equity debate from the pro-abortion movement says. And you notice, and I shared this with you when we saw the abortion case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health presented before the Supreme Court, what we saw in that argument from the pro-abortion advocates who were arguing this, they made no legal argument. Everything had to do with full equality for women. They know that Roe versus Wade is bad law, no sound medical science, but they truly believed that women are less than without being able to kill their own children. And this is a cultural attitude we have to subvert. We have to clarify. We have to bring hope and peace and truth to the beauty of motherhood, to the beauty of challenges in motherhood, to the beauty of challenges in, hey, maybe you find yourself pregnant outside of wedlock, of still doing the right thing, perhaps the challenge of single parenthood, or perhaps the challenge of committing to one person for the rest of your life, even when you're afraid of commitment, because maybe you didn't see commitment modeled to you. It is only through a faith-filled perspective that we can help shift a hopeless generation into a faith-filled, hope-filled, and ultimately when we have hope, we're happy. Happy generation of people who say, I don't need abortion. I can get a college degree. I can choose not to go to college. I can work in the area of my choice. I can start a family. I don't need an abortion as a crutch to make me successful. I don't need to kill my baby in order to seemingly be equal in society today. And that's the great cultural argument, ultimately, that we are up against, and that we will and we can engage with love and truth and hope and ultimately faith. I'll be right back here on Trending with Tim Ray to tell you what next, what we can do as pro-life people in the face of Roe versus Wade being overturned.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Can you share with me, if you don't mind, what was it for you that flipped the switch after all those years of being away from the sacraments? What was it that day that you changed? What changed you?
Well, I had been going to church every Sunday and everything, but the confession thing, it was Relevant Radio, actually, because you guys talked about it so much. And I was like, you know what? I really need to go. And the day that I was thinking about it, all of your shows were talking about confession. And I said, oh, there it is. It's a sign. I have to go.
When you walked out of that confession after never having been there for years, how did you feel?
Oh, it was beautiful. I cried. It was so beautiful.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
It's Cale Clark here with Tim Ray during this hour of Trending. We are so excited about those of you who are calling in right now, those of you who are logging in to the Relevant Radio app or going to the website, relevantradio.com, helping us to give hope on our Spring Pledge Drive campaign. And so many people are doing so. An anonymous donor from Wisconsin is giving now $480 a month. It's a recurring gift. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Rosemary in Arlington Heights, Illinois, $366. Also a recurring gift. Thank you so much, Rosemary. Unbelievable. Those recurring gifts are really the backbone of what we do at Relevant Radio. Helps us to plan so much better for the year, for our needs. We have a big need. We want to raise $3 million this quarter to keep our almost 200 radio stations active all across the United States, and also help us to reach even more people online through our website, through our app, which we're working so hard to improve every single day. In Timory, we want to raise $25,000 in total this hour. And when people do that, when they call in and give at the dollar a day level, there are three amazing gifts that you can get, especially if you give online, right, Timory?
Yes, you can give online. We need $21,000 more to reach our goal. Maybe you can give $21,000. Maybe you can give $10,000 to help us get our way there. But a lot of people can also step forward and give $10 today. That's all I'm asking for. If you can give $10, we thank you for your generosity, because I've been there. That's sometimes what you can give, and that
absolutely
goes so far if many people step forward. Those gifts we have for you, some incredible gifts. If you give $1,200 today, we have Our Lady of Good Counsel bookends. Beautiful bookends.
Beautiful.
Again, if you're a reader or you should grow your Catholic collection, whatever it might be, these alabaster bookends honor the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Good Counsel. And who doesn't need counsel in today's day? A beautiful brief prayer there. And we have, if you just give $1 a day, three gifts to give to you. If you donate online, we include an MP3 on the Memoire. But if you give any way you'd like, you at least receive as a thank you the book How They Love Mary, mm-hmm, and the brown scapula with a Divine Mercy image, a crucifix, and the Saint Benedict medal for that additional protection and those special promises from Our Lady.
Oh yeah, it's such a unique scapular. I've never seen anything like this, a Divine Mercy scapular. And you got to see the pictures of this on the app, a crucifix and a St. Benedict medal attached. It's so unique. Go to relevantradio.com through the app or call 877-291-0123. Help us give hope right now, today.
Here we are again, a historic last 48 hours, and we see the imminent decision that Roe versus Wade will be overturned by the Supreme Court of the United States. We've been talking about it all hour, and we will continue to talk about it tomorrow. I'll actually break down and explain, because I've been reading the majority draft opinion by Justice Alito, and the explanation is so simple and so clear as to why there's no constitutional right to abortion in the Supreme Court cases historically on abortion. So I'll explain it to you tomorrow here on Trending. But many of you might be trying to figure out, well, what do I do next? Where do we go from here when we anticipate an end to abortion in terms of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade? The decision will go back to each individual state, which means we need to step forward to pray and fast for an end to abortion, but also get involved and active. And one program that is equipping adults and especially teen youth leaders is Vox Vitae. You can find them at voxvitae.org. That's Vox, V-O-X, Vitae, V-I-T-A-E.org. We'll post a link now on my Twitter at Timmerie, T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E, and tag them as well on social media. But this program is truly equipping the next generation, educating them to be the activists and the voices, not just for life, but for some of the most difficult pro-death, pro-LGBTQ ideologies of our society today. Joining me now is the founder and president of Vox Vitae, Catherine Contreras. Catherine, welcome to Trending. Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the Vox Vitae pro-life leadership training happening this summer?
Yes. Hi, Timmy. Thank you for having me. I've been praying for your little one. Vox VTA, we're based here in California, and California has been actively wanting to be wants to be an abortion sanctuary state. And I am so blessed and honored to be able to work with these incredible young people, young adults, teenagers, and adults and families. And with Vox VTA, in short, we are working very hard to raise a culture of life. And we have three programs to raise a culture of life: our Help and Hope sidewalk advocacy. We have events and community outreach throughout the year. For example, this Saturday, we are having a legislative action workshop, and our highlight event of the year is fast approaching, and it is our Catholic Pro-Life Teen Leadership Camp and our Family Day. And this is where teenagers, and this year it's a sleepaway, so any teenager from across the United States, you can send your teenager. But we also have a Family Day where families can come and hear Tim Staples, Paul J. Kim, Deacon Steve Greco. Timmy, you yourself are one of our incredible speakers. And, you know, so many adults are concerned about, you know what, we see our youth losing their Catholic faith, and there's so much truth and wisdom in the Catholic faith. Well, we bring in the experts from across the United States. We bring experts like the ones I just mentioned, but then also Astrid Bennett Gutierrez, Jim O'Day, Pam Stanzel, John Girardi, Carla Broussard, experts coming in and speaking with the kids about the topics, and every day there's a Q&A. So the kids, you know, mom and dad and aunts and uncles, we don't have the answers to all the questions, but the speakers in their expertise will be able to answer the questions to the youth. And then the youth learn about our Catholic faith. They learn about pro-life apologetics. They learn about their dignity of themselves and their hormones, and how pornography, masturbation, you know, like texting nude pictures, how it really is harmful to themselves. But also, and we are seeing what's happening in California with so much legislation that is supporting anti-life legislation. It's horrific, actually, when anybody starts studying what the people that are running the state are actually trying to do. The kids learn, how do you research a politician? Yes. How do you speak to a politician? And how do you, like, and then we have them call them. And then we take them outside of an abortion facility, and we pray and we advocate for life. And so I would really like to invite everyone, please take a look at our website. Timmy mentioned it just a little while ago, voxvitae.org. Our motto is Be a Voice for Life. If everyone, like, take a look in social media. How many people are pro-life, but yet are they even posting pro-life? We have a chance at dismantling this horrible Roe versus Wade ruling. And yes, it is going to go back to the states, and we're all cautiously optimistic that this will happen. But in California, we have a big battle, and I see the youth that I work with, and I'm amazed that, like, they are so loving and courageous, and to be partnering with so many wonderful organizations like Sidewalk Advocates for Life and
Catherine, can you tell us a little bit about the fruit of some of these young people? I mean, you have been training in this program for 5 or 6 years now, training youth who have gone 4 years through the program, 1 year through the program, and many of them are young leaders in their communities now, and that's because of Vox VTA. Can you tell us a story about some of these young voices who have emerged out of the Vox VTA leadership program for youth?
Yes, incredible. You know, you teach, you give them the truth, and you help them realize the freedom and the truth. And then what happens? They go back. And we have here's one example. She went back to her parish and became active in, like, talking with the youth in her parish and in different ministries, and encouraging them to start going and praying outside of outside of a nearby abortion facility. And that, with the youth getting active doing that, it connected to the families. And so now there's more people praying outside of an abortion facility because this one teenager became on fire. We had another group of teens that came to camp, and they were from one parish, and they recognized, you know what? There's no Respect Life ministry at our parish. Well, then let's get involved. Let's start a Respect Life ministry. And now they started a Respect Life ministry in their parish. We have other teens that they are in school, and they coordinate and they talk with each other about, you know what, we have to give a talk or an essay or a paper on a topic. So let's do it on pro-life. And they'll be supporting each other and texting or emailing. And I'm so grateful to be included in some of their messages. It's incredible when you give youth the truth, yes, and help mm-hmm. them realize that there is freedom and beauty in our faith. And then also with pro-life, recognizing, you know what? There's the courage that is needed, and it's where teens grow in faith, knowledge, and courage, and that's Fox Vitae.
Amen. And you have your event, a week-long Catholic pro-life youth leadership program, June 19th through 25th in Southern California in Wrightwood. I'm encouraging you, if you have a teen, you're looking for something for them to do, it's not too late. Beautiful Southern California, and that is a program that will truly activate and educate young people. And some of your favorite guests here on Trending, Michael Gasparo addressing the LGBTQ crisis will be there, Pam Stenzel, Jim O'Day, Day. They'll all be there at Vox Vitae. This is a program where you say, what do we do next? Our youth, we're losing them to the pro-abortion movement, but we can keep them through proper education and true answers. VoxVitae.org, linked in the podcast for today.
With you for one last little second here, just a few minutes left in this hour for you to show your love and support for Timory. Her powerful pro-life perspective right here on Relevant Radio. And if you want to donate to our Give Hope campaign and help Timory's program, along with all of our other fine offerings, the Family Rosary Across America, which is coming up in just a few minutes, your dollars go to support all of what we do here at Relevant Radio. And you can do it by going to the app, calling 1-877-291-0123, or going to the website, relevantradio.com. And so many of you have this hour. I want to highlight Anna from Los Angeles, out in Timory's home state of California, who is a new donor. She has donated $10. Thank you so much, Anna. Really appreciate your listening and your donation. Margaret in Sparks, Nevada, $240. Thank you for your donation, Margaret. God bless you. And an anonymous donor in Inverness, Illinois, has come in at that dollar a day level, $365 for the year. And when you do that today, if you come in at least the dollar a day level, there are three special gifts that we want to give you. If you donate online, you get all three, and that counts through the app, it counts through the website. We're talking about the very special book by Father Edward Looney, who so often celebrates Mass for us here on Relevant Radio. It's called How They Love Mary, 28 stories about how Mary has changed lives. It's great for the month of May, which is, of course, the month dedicated to Our Lady. One of them, a story a day for May. I know May has 31 days, but some of them are so good, you're going to want to read these stories again and again. So there's the book, and there's two other things that you get when you give online, right, Timory?
You receive the brown scapular with the Divine Mercy image on, along with the Benedictine medal. And if you give online, only online, hey, there's special perks, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. There you will also receive an MP3 on the Memoire, that prayer we pray every day, every hour here on Relevant Radio, for an end to abortion, a prayer maybe you want to learn a little bit more about. So Kale, we really are asking people, maybe you can give $10 today. Anna gave $10. We're so grateful. Maybe you can give $10,000. Whatever you can give, you have just 2 minutes left this hour to support this show trending in the topics, the controversial issues that we are working to help you discuss with your friends, with your family, and work through as you navigate them in the workplace, online. It's not always easy. And so to come together and have a place where we can discuss these tough topics with a faith-filled perspective is so inspiring. It's educating, and it helps us to be bold when we struggle to be courageous.
Absolutely. So once again, the number to call is 877-291-0123, or go to the app or go to the website, relevantradio.com. And when you do give online, we're going to send you a very special gift. It's Father Rocky's talk on the power of the memorare. And of course, Father Rocky is standing by for the family rosary. And he has promised that when you do give online, not only are you going to get his talk, but you're also going to get an opportunity to give him your prayer requests. And he's going to take all those requests with him in his backpack to the Walk to Mary, which is happening this Saturday in Wisconsin. We want to weigh him down. We want him to drag this thing. You know, we want it to be full of your prayer requests. And believe me, he'll be happy. The bigger that bag is, the happier he'll be, because that means that you want him to pray for you. That means that you support Relevant Radio, what he's doing, what we're all doing here to bring Christ to the world through the media. So if you want to support us, especially trending with Timory this hour, go to relevantradio.com, the app, or call 877-291-0123 and come in at just that dollar a day level. Give what you can. But the important thing is, give till you smile, as Father Rocky always likes to say. And your prayers are important too, Timory.
Hey, I want to see San Francisco step up. I want to see Texas. We're looking for donations from you. And hey, ahead of Mother's Day, Kale, if you haven't planned a gift for your mom, and maybe she's not really someone who likes gifts or says, I have everything, donate in her name and let her know that she
great
is
idea.
Supporting this great work here at Relevant Radio to change and save lives in a culture so hungry for hope. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Easiest way to give, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, and give hope.
Give hope today, 877-291-0123.